There's some concern about the health of cattle that have been found roaming on three Northern Territory mine sites in the Roper Gulf and the Barkley regions. The stock that have been tested over the last 12 months to ensure that they haven't been contaminated, and one animal is actually tested positive with a low-grade lead detection. To tell us more, I'm joined by Chief Veterinary Officer with the Department of Primary Industry, Dr. Malcolm Anderson. How many cattle are we talking about wandering around on these mine sites?
Well, Matt, there's a number of mine sites around the territory, old and current, and we're in a continual process of assessing them and investigating where there's any risk of chemical contamination. And the reason we're highlighting it today to bring attention to it is just because everyone has to be mindful of this because the high value we place on our food safety credentials.
So where are these mines?
Yeah, so the three that have been identified to us, passed on to us as being of possible significance by the Department of Mines and Energy, the three of these, we don't give out the name of the property or exact location for confidentiality reasons, but the three of these were notified over the last 12 months, and because we've had three issues with, that's why we're coming out and saying to people, this is an issue to beware of, to make sure we're maintaining.
So you can't tell us the mine size and you can't tell us the cattle stations?
No.
What, because of legal reasons?
Exactly.
How many cattle? You didn't tell us how many cattle are involved in all this.
Well, so we've had the three notifications. We've investigated the three sites. And in terms of low-grade accumulative exposure to chemicals, there is no blood test in animals. So we've actually have to sacrifice animals to test. So on each of these sites...
How come you can't tell us how many cattle? And now you're talking about you've killed cattle? You've sacrificed them?
Yes, so we've had to test them. Sorry, I'm getting to the point. But to test the animals on a site to see if there's evidence of accumulation of chemicals, we're having to, sacrifice or destroy the animals and take samples from their tissues to see if they've had a low-grade accumulation.
So how many cattle have been tested, hence sacrificed?
Yeah, so on the site, one of these sites, we tested five animals, this was a site where we detected one of the animals in one of its tissues, which was in kidney. So in the offal, we detected a level above that allowed to go into the food chain. So we then, because of that one animal on that site, we identified over an area of 100 square metres, there were about 400 cattle there.
100 square kilometres, not metres.
Metres?
Yep.
Sorry. 100 square kilometres, there are about 400 head of cattle that we deemed, with their proximity to this site, could possibly be affected. And like I say, we couldn't test those 400 animals. So there's procedures about the time it takes for them to be safe once they're removed.
So this cattle station, which can't be named, it was unable to sell or do anything with those 400 animals. Is that correct?
For 12 months.
For 12 months. Mm-hmm. Cattle elsewhere on the property were able to be sold, though?
Yes. There was an assessment made about the risk of that, and yes, they've been allowed to be sold as normal.
Right.
Having had no exposure or posed any risk,
So this is, you're talking here about one property, and there's another two properties that have a similar story to be told.
There were two others that we were notified as potential sites that may have contamination that could affect cattle. The cattle we tested on those sites were all within normal limits for all of the four chemicals that we tested, which are lead, mercury, arsenic, and cadmium. So those, even so, those animals tested negative
And are those adjoining cattle stations under the same type of quarantine rules?
No, but the cattle are being excluded from those sites as a precautionary measure.
Okay. So all up, three mines and the adjoining cattle stations to the mine, how many cattle have been tested and sacrificed?
Again, it's only a handful on each property.
Only a handful of each property. And this has been happening for the last 12 months. Why are we hearing about it today?
Well, we had one property about 12 months ago, and then we've had two more recently. And I think it's just so important that that this issue's brought to people's attention and to producers' attention, and generally so that people are aware of this. And I'm sure basically producers are aware of this and know the dangers of cattle getting contaminated, but I still think it's timely to come out and reminder to say, we all need to be aware of this.
Given one animal has tested positive to lead, is that potentially putting any of our markets at risk?
It's not putting the markets at risk because we put the procedures in place to ensure those animals didn't enter the food chain locally or for export. And
there is that guarantee that no animals have gone off that type of country and into local meatworks or onto a live cattle ship.
There is.
Okay. Is this the end of the testing, Dr. Malcolm Anderson?
Sorry, say that again.
Is this the end of the testing?
No. So that's part of the reason we're bringing this to light, is also to say we're keen to work with pastoralists to continue to look for any other potentially suspicious sites or potentially contaminated so they can be assessed to see if they're contaminated, and if need be, we can then test animals on those sites and make sure we're closing the loop that there are no other sites out there that could cause a problem for the public or the industry.
Yeah, or for that station. I mean, if we look back at that station who has been unable to sell 400-odd head for the last 12 months, I mean, do they get compensated at all?
No, there's no compensation for this. I mean, it is a producer's responsibility to supply, products that are safe. That's their responsibility as well.
Whose responsibility is it to fence off the mine area?
Well, it's both, actually. The mine, the mines have got obligation not to expose cattle, and the pastoralists have got an obligation not to present animals, are not fit for purpose. So does that make sense? It's both.
Yeah.
Joint responsibility. And we see our responsibility, along with the Department of Mines and Energy, of assisting people with that.
Mm. And you think if a cow can walk onto a site and end up testing positive for lead, what does that mean for the environment?
Well, just as to put it in context, all over Australia and all over the world, you have occasional cases of lead contamination from car batteries. That's the most common lead contamination issue. So it does happen, and with lead batteries or battery and lead, cattle get attracted to that. They eat that. They have much higher levels. They even can get poisoned and get toxicity from it. So this is, this can go on anywhere where there's old car batteries, and that's why this is why we also have a national program to do lead and other chemical residue monitoring. So there's a national program at abattoirs to test animals for these compounds, including lead. And all over the world, occasionally animals can get lead. So you have to have the kind of systems and processes in place that we do, to absolutely minimise that.
Mm. Well, Dr. Malcolm Anderson, really appreciate your time on the Country Hour today. Apologies if I've sounded, I always wonder what happens when a press release gets put out late on a Friday when something's been going on for 12 months. I always Always wonder if we're getting, you know, getting told the full story.
Yeah, no, well, to be honest, this is it is absolutely the full story. And I've been deliberating on this some time and talking to people saying, I think it's a story that needs to be told. There's the danger of people thinking, oh, it's a big issue then and it being misconstrued.
But okay.
I finally won the day that, yes, let's go out and say so that everyone can take part in making sure the industry is protected and people are protected.
Thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
That's Dr. Malcolm Anderson. He's from the Department of Primary Industry and Fisheries.